pairing Microsoft Teams, SharePoint, Graph, To-Do, Yammer, and even Microsoft Search in only one episode after the intro. This week, we only get 20 new roadmap items in total, and we're starting off with four of them. Microsoft Graph, Confluence, and ServiceNow Graph Connector. The Confluence Cloud Graph Connector will index content like pages and blogs into Microsoft Search and allows us to query them from SharePoint, Microsoft Bing, Office.com, Microsoft Teams, and even the Windows Search Box. This is already coming in September, and in case you still got a Confluence on-prem somewhere, you will be able to connect that also in December. The ServiceNow Catalog Graph Connector will index catalog items from ServiceNow into Microsoft Search, coming in September. And the ServiceNow Tickets Graph Connector will index, you guessed it right, incident tickets into Microsoft Search, coming in December. Launched on Tuesday, Yammer posts on behalf of another user. Posts on behalf of is a feature in Yammer which enables, yep, you guessed right again, posts on behalf of someone else. How does this work? Well, there are two types of delegate roles. The first type is the delegate manager. A delegate manager can post on behalf of the other user and also can add or remove other delegates on behalf of the other user. The second type is the delegate. Delegates can post on behalf of the other user, but they cannot add or remove other delegates on behalf of the other user. I just hope people don't use this feature too often, but I also get the incentive of high engagement when something is written by senior leadership. If you are using Microsoft To-Do, it's time to upgrade as Microsoft is moving its backend to a more efficient service. Make sure your mobile and desktop To-Do apps are version 2.49 or higher before the end of October 2021 to avoid any issues with cross-device syncing. Also, since To-Do tasks are also linked with Outlook Android and iOS apps, don't forget those. Unclear? Well, I don't know the benefit either, but I think if you ask someone, they would tell you more reliable, faster, and future-proof. I would love to see more details on such updates, like you think about change management and ProSci, but whatever, that's another topic. Next up, an update for Microsoft Teams pairing the channel and the corresponding SharePoint folder name. The title for this roadmap item is also not too cryptic. Planned for a rollout between mid-September through mid-October, this item and the new release will update the channel rename experience in Teams to simultaneously rename the corresponding folder in SharePoint sites whenever a channel in Teams is renamed. This new feature will be available for all standard and private channels that are renamed after the rollout, available in Teams, desktop, and on the web. Earlier in July, we covered SharePoint News Boost. This new feature will allow us to prioritize important news and announcements at the top of the newsfeed across Microsoft 365. Additionally, with SharePoint News Boost, we can even prioritize the visibility of a news article for a set time that we can control. For this roadmap item, the timing has changed a little. Microsoft will begin rolling out in early September, previously late July, and expect to complete by the end of September, previously mid-August. Not a huge delay, especially as the positive effects outweighs the negative by far. Last for this week and now launched Microsoft Search in Windows 10 with Microsoft 365. So first, what is Microsoft Search again? It is an enterprise search experience in Microsoft 365 that increases productivity and saves time by delivering more relevant search results in our organizations. With this, we can get fast results for people, bookmarks, locations, and Q&A in the Windows search experience. I like the way Microsoft Search is going, and with Microsoft Graph connectors, we can get Windows File Share, ServiceNow, Confluence, SQL Server websites, Azure Data Lake, DevOps, and more. And with that, thank you very much for tuning in. If you like this episode, leave a like to help others getting up to date as well. Until the next time, don't be afraid.